Om Shanti. A really warm welcome to all of you. And I just wanted to, on behalf of the group, pass a warm welcome to our special guest, Brijmon Vai.
Am I your guest or you are my guest?
It's a good point. Family game. Wonderful. So our session today is going to be a bit more of a chit-chat where Brijmon Vai is going to share, I guess, some of Baba's experiences or what he's experienced from Baba's journey to Bab Saman. And so I've got a few questions to guide us, but I feel Brijmon Vai is just going to share from his heart some of the stories that are going to touch our hearts. So I just wanted to ask the group before we started, is this the first time anyone's meeting Brijmon Vai? Just a show of hands if it is. Okay. So some of you, not everyone. Okay, so for those of you who haven't heard of or haven't seen Brijmon Vai, but you may have heard of him, I'll just give you a brief introduction into him. So Brijmon Vai came into Gyan very early on, probably in the early 50s, I think, and eventually surrendered in the early 70s, but has been a key figure as Baba's right-hand instrument in the Yajna. So he forms part of the senior committee that runs the Yajna. He's given birth to the Purity magazine that many of us have probably read over our times to be sustained. How many of us have read Purity magazine? Yeah. So a lot of that inspiration has come from Brijmon Vai. The other big responsibilities he carries are as secretary of the Brahma Kumaris and also the secretary of the Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation. It was quite a long title, I had to refer to it. But even beyond these responsibilities, Baba's given him the biggest responsibility to prove the God of the Gita. Now that is some responsibility, wouldn't you agree? So hopefully he can share a little bit about that as well today. From my perspective, I met Brijmon Vai when I was 7 years old, very briefly, and then much later when I started to really listen to what he had to say. And I feel for me, one of the things that has come across has been his straightforward approach to Gyan. And for those of us that have really listened to him over the years will know that he carries that with a great deal of humor and lightness. And I think that's really important on this knowledge and shows a soul that has worked on himself. One of the other things that I've taken away from him is, you know, Baba's talked recently about using our brains when it comes to knowledge. And I feel, you know, this is an example of someone who really embodies that and who has great love for knowledge and churning the knowledge. So what we're going to listen to today is really hopefully going to touch our hearts and inspire our efforts towards our own journeys in Bab Saman. So another warm welcome. And I just wanted to start off by maybe asking you, Brijmon, by your experiences of Brahma Baba, or what struck you about Brahma Baba at the beginning? Because everyone has had a really special experience of Brahma Baba, and it'd be really nice if you could share what touched the heart, what inspired you when you first saw him.
Can I know from which country they have come?
Yes, yes.
So that
of
I
course,
can.
Of at course. Least, so we have a number of countries. We have some from Singapore. Just a show of hands, those from Singapore. Okay. And then we have Malaysia. Okay. And then we have Thailand. Yay. And then we have UK. Anyone from the UK? Yeah. Australia? US? Okay. Middle East. Excellent.
And the rest of them.
And the rest of the world. Okay, so we captured everyone. That's really good. Good.
So, dear sisters and brothers, how lucky I am that without buying a ticket, to your country. I am having the pleasure of meeting you all of the together here in Baba's home. I think one cannot be more lucky than this.
Definitely, no.
Many people tell me there is an India season, so many Indian sisters and brothers are in Shantivan. Why you go there? They do not know how precious our brothers and sisters from other countries are. So I was really looking at Baba's wonder. And Baba says, I am called World Father because of my double former children. So I am Baba's child, seeing that Baba double former children, so lucky I am. Thank you for coming and giving me this chance.
I think we are lucky, and thanking you for giving us this chance. Thank you.
That is why there is a Thanksgiving function. Now, I have come to Pandav Bhavan after long, long time. Maybe that I come on these special days, but really without any special days, coming here, and just as I went to Baba's room, where Baba used to be there physically, and we used to meet Baba daily, and have play with Baba, have chat with Baba, say good night to Baba. You know, there is a bed also there, and Baba's seat. So I was getting all those memories. Then I thought, I have got an appointment. So I came out, I will go back again. Baba's room actually was half of this. They have extended it so that brothers and sisters can sit in Baba's remembrance. Otherwise, it was half of this. The remaining half was used to keep fruits. And Baba himself used to select every day ripened fruits for use. And others Baba will sort out and place, you know, which are one are most ripened, unripened, will ripe, and so on. So those were also the days. So, you know, Baba used to, after the lunch, Baba used to invite us, three or four of us, to play cards. And we used to look to that moment every day. And I did not know initially to play cards. So Baba said, are you Buddhu? Because I was officer in a company, there was a club also. He said, don't you go to your club? I said, Baba, I go twice a year to check their stocks because I was in finance department. Otherwise, I don't go. But Baba taught us. And then every day, one noted thing was, Baba's own son, Narayan Dada, who left body only few years back, he also used to be there, but Baba will seat me by his side and seat him at a distance in front of him. So I used to be very happy like that. Once so it so happened that Baba did not call. And as usual, I was moving around Baba's room that I may be called. Suddenly, Baba's Brahmani Lachhu, you know, so she came out and I told her, Baba has not called. So she said, wait, I will ask. So she said, okay, come, bring your colleagues also. So we again entered and found Baba was reclining on with a quilt on. And Baba played and lost the first game. Earlier, Baba hardly used to lose the game. And every time we used to lose the game, and after that Baba will make us do like this. Now Baba lost the first game, I thought, how can we dare to tell Baba to do like this? But then I asked Lachhu Ben, why Baba has lost the first game? Because Baba, she said, Baba has 102 fever. And he has called you because you have said so much about the love of Baba. Now, if I just tell you, sitting here, some of my experience with Baba, I think that will be more interesting. Because there are three books of Baba's time. One is called Gita, we hear Murli every day. Another one is called Bhagavat, which only contains stories and characters. And Bhakti also, they read more of the Bhagavat. So, but if you make a real Bhagavat of all Brahmins' stories, it can be a big, many volumes. So, I can tell you, if you like, two and three or four time permitting instances. Will you like that? Okay. I will just select. So, first thing was that myself, my father, mother and another brother, we met Baba for the first time in the ante room of the Murli room. There Baba used to sit informally. And Baba, each of us, Baba gave different name, different assignment. Not going through the history, to me Baba said, he is a pure soul. Achha. And I was a college boy, and doing all the mischief that the college boys do. And I thought, my mother used to remove my shoes on the bed, I used to eat outside. So I felt very guilty. Baba is saying, you are a pure boy. So it was stuck in me. And then I learnt that Baba used to come from a particular passage where big, big irons were placed for ironing. So I just hid myself in that iron room. And just as Baba came alone, I went to Baba. And I said, Baba, you said, I am a pure boy. I am not a pure boy. Then Baba looked at me very lovefully and said, okay, from today be a pure boy. So that made my conscience very light, as if everything has been washed off. That was one instance. Then I qualified my exam, and in our thing, profession, you open an office as a chartered accountant. So I opened an office in Delhi's busiest area, and after a few months only I came to Madhuban. So just in this place, you know, open place, it used to be called Chandni Chowk, which is a place in Delhi, meeting place. So I just entered, Baba asked me, have you qualified? I very proudly said, yes Baba, I have qualified. What are you doing? I said, Baba, I have opened office. Then Baba said, come closer. And told me that, you know, in this profession, you have to tell lies. So better, and fudge the accounts. So you better join a government job. There you will honestly work for the government. So instantly I decided that I will not go to my office back. I told my brother to pack up everything. And first time I saw a newspaper for jobs. I didn't know at all. And the first job I saw of a chartered accountant, I hand wrote the application and applied. I didn't even know, at least you have to typewrite the application. Because Baba had direction were there, I was called for interview. And it was a far off place where there is the highest state gravity hydroelectric project and dam in the world, in the Punjab area. So when I went to the railway station, there were eight boys going for the same interview. And they were very smart, chatting with each other. I was sitting in a corner and very shy, going out for the first time. And I was wondering, if all of them are there, I have hardly any chance of getting a job. When my interview took place, I do not know what happened to them. So there was a board. They asked me six questions. Five of them I could not reply, because although I had full knowledge of accountancy, this and that, but being a BK, I was more interested in Baba's Gyan than in studies. Baba used to get us passed, but you know, hardly deep interest. The sixth question they asked me was, what salary you will take? I did not know anything about salary, increment, pay scale, nothing. And I said, whatever you will give. So I was selected, all others were rejected. The reason being, it was a remote area. The factory hadn't even come up. They had just acquired the land. And all other boys were asking higher salary because they thought, who will go from Delhi or a big city to this remote place? The company will give us higher salary. Some of them were already employed. But the company's rule was, it was a government company, that they will only take people at the minimum of the salary. So I was ill. Now, not only that, that was a very big company and they required 6 chartered accountants. So after 2 months they re-advertised with higher salary, 1.5 times lower pay, basic pay. New boys came and some of them were selected, but my salary was made 1.5 times because I was in. So Baba not only got me the job, also got my salary raised in this way. You can imagine. So therefore, after that, first salary I got, I made a check of that and sent to Madhuban by registered post. In India, there is a custom to send your first salary to your guru. I sent by registered post, Baba returned it by registered post. And I used to note the Murli points that Baba said, it is in my hands to make your fortune or not make your fortune. So I again wrote a long letter that, Baba, you told me to take this government job. It is honestly earned salary. And I am Baba's child. If you have returned it, so I am not able to understand why you have returned it. So Baba accepted it, but wrote, this time Baba is accepting, but in future don't send. You are Baba's child. You spent on Baba's work yourself. Then I learned that if I send a part of my money to Yajna, I feel that I have contributed only that part. But if you treat your whole thing, your living itself as Baba's, then you 100% you feel, I am living for Baba. Not only my money, everything I am doing is for Baba. Okay. Then, 17 long years I did that job, as well as I did my Baba service in the whole of area. In those days, those were good old days, we used to go to the villages for godly service, and the villages will be available only after 10 PM, because they will do their normal chores, etc., feed their cattle, everything, then take a lantern, and then come to our exhibition. So we used to have collective meetings. It went on, we were very happy with that service. In between, 4 or 5 tests came of me. And Baba helped me in every test. And story is long, but I will tell you one incident, that our company had 8 or 9 branches all over India. When there were a higher post, they will invite candidates, have an interview in Delhi. So, in one such interview, I went to Delhi and I did not fare well. For the same reason, that I was, my job, work was always okay, good, first class, but not going into details. You will be surprised that during the 17 years, 11 years I did not enter my factory. Can you imagine? A person employed in a company, for first 11 years I did not enter because I was in the administrative side. Our office was outside. I never felt like, so I did not know the process of manufacture of fertilizer. So they asked me some such things and I did not feel well. I came back. Our parents were in Delhi. I was not feeling like taking my food. My father said, what is wrong? I have not failed in interview. He said, Baba is there. I said, Baba is there, but Baba does not say that you, my children, should do like this. He said, no, Baba. But somehow, I was not normal. I couldn't take food normally. I went back to my city and was waiting for the day when, you know, the result comes and my junior becomes my senior because of the interview. So what happened, the result came and that interview was totally quashed for some technical reasons. that the interview committee was not properly formed, so I was saved. So like that, many, many things. Now I tell you the last story. Baba had become subtle. Dadi used to talk, and I was working there. First building that the Brahma Kumaris ever bought, purchased was Delhi Pandav Bhavan in 1972. Before that, only this building was purchased for some reason. Otherwise, Baba never wanted any building to be purchased. Said, you are here, take buildings on rent and do. Mount Abu, the building that we were having, the government acquired. When the state was bifurcated, Rajasthan was formed, and it became the circuit house of Rajasthan. So we had to vacate it in 3 months. That is also a big story, but that time this building in a very bad condition was taken. Apart from this, the first building purchased was Delhi Pandav Bhavan. All the Indian brother sister total pooled money and purchased it. Then Dadi asked me that, brother, it's a very big building and we want a brother to live there. And the first option, alternative was that I change my job from my branch to Delhi headquarters of that company. It was possible, but I told them that here in the branch I am there for 17 years. I just signed the papers. Even if I am at home, I freely use my time. Everyone knows me. But if I go to headquarters, where the accounting problems of 9 factories will come, I will have to devote lot of time, not even take my leave. Then what use I will be to you? I will go to center, sleep, in the morning wake up, read Murli, and then come back to my office. Then I told, Baba made me to say myself, that if you like, I can leave my job. Baba did not say to leave my job. Before that, Baba prepared me also. There used to be frequent meetings of Baba here in the room, every 15 days or so. So before that, one time Baba asked me, child, have you lived at a center? I said, Baba, yes. I took 1 month's leave and made a museum in Delhi. Baba said, not like a guest, but like inmate. And then Baba said, if you live like an inmate, sometime there is clash of sanskars. Just Baba said that. I didn't know at that time what Baba meant. It was over. Next time again, Baba said, child, do you want to just do your job and godly service together? Or you want to do godly service only? Tell me. So I said, Baba, I said, Baba, for me both are the same. Because my job was just namesake, I used to go for godly service. Out of 52 Sundays, 49 Sundays I was out. So I said, then Baba said, tell me 1920, which means, tell me exactly, you want this or... Again I said, Baba, to me it is the same. So Baba was preparing me for that, but I did not know. Behind me was a sister of Gujarat who was a teacher, school teacher. She told Baba, I want to leave my job and do godly service. Baba pointed to her, to me, that look, you also think that Baba has kept you in your job. Whenever Baba wants, he will relieve you. Be easy. So now, the sister said, and I said, okay, I will leave the job. So from my Mount Abu, I went back to my home, office, companies, deciding to leave the job. Okay? When I reached, you know there is a post coming, so there was a letter in the post for my next interview in the same company. So I was to leave the job, I decided to leave the job, but there was a letter for the highest post. I thought I should not bother for this, but then Sister Mohini, who was with Dadi, she was living at my center, she was a very good trans messenger. So I told Sister, you better ask Baba, this is the situation, and I want to leave my job, But ask Baba, should I appear for this interview? She says, Baba says, yes. Yes. Now the question was, I was wondering that Baba says, yes, I have to leave it anyway. I said, sister, you please again go to Baba and ask. I am not able to reason why I should appear for the interview. Then Baba said, tell the child that if he leaves, whenever he leaves, the last post will also do service. Who was he? And therefore, he should appear for the interview. This gave me a signal. If I appear, I will be selected. That is why Baba is saying. But this fine significance, I understood. So anyhow, I had to go for the interview. Now this was the biggest interview because highest post. So many general manager, government officer had come. And I was first called, first of all. And there, they saw my record. And they said, well, your record is good, but for 17 long years, you have been in only one unit. Because always, they will offer a little more money for the new unit and people will go. I asked Baba, should I change from here to Assam? Because there was no center. And Baba said, no, don't go to Assam. It rains for 9 months, there are big mosquitoes there. Then Baba said, does Baba go out of Abu? So you be there. So all the time for 17 years, whenever an opportunity will come, I will decline. And I will get that post little later, a year or so. So this was happening. So they said, now for 17 years you have been in one. If we give you this job, you have to move. And I had no stake. I said, you know that there is a Brahma Kumari center in my building house and there is no private accommodation. So my condition remained the same because I had nothing to, no stake. Instantly, a telephone bell rang and the chairperson of the interview board from the government, he was called by the minister. And he said, I am being called by the minister. They said, what to do with the interview? Sir, you carry on, I will come back. And now their whole mood changed and they said, okay, what are your hobbies? Achha, now what hobbies can a Brahma Kumar have? So I told them, spiritual study. Okay, spiritual study. Have you read the Gita? Achha. Now, I had read the Gita, I don't know Sanskrit language, I had read only the translation. I said, yes. They say, which is the most important shloka of Gita? Now, I know it, but I can't render it, because I don't know Sanskrit. So, I told them, manmana bhav madhya jiva. And I said to me, manmana bhav madhya jiva. They nodded like this, no. Then I started to explain, if you do not know who God is, how can you remember God? They couldn't understand, again they nodded like this. Then they said, okay, we will ask you another question from Gita. Supposing a person is going on the road, another one is going, following him with a dagger to kill him. As per Gita, what you will do? This was the next question. So I said, I am not afraid of death, but I don't take law in my hand. I will see, but I will look for a policeman. So they again nodded like this. Then they said, okay, supposing the person being chased is your own brother, then what will you do as per Gita? I said, if he is my brother, there must be some karmic account and I have some more responsibility for him. And then I said, I will see, what can I do? And the other person, one of them said, it is already 9 minutes, let him go. So I went out, I was selected and I resigned. So you can imagine, who got me the job, who got me out of the job after promotion, like that is Baba. Achha. In between, also one incident is coming to my mind. I always used to prefer Baba's service first, other things later. So, I had just come to Madhuban and Baba had organized a very, very big spiritual fair, first time, in the city of Patna, where the chief minister was coming. So Baba told me that you go to that function. I said, okay. I always used to book my railway reservation, coming and going. I have never gone without a booked lying sleeping seat in railway ever. And Baba used to help me every time. Now, my mother fell ill and she was in Mathura center. So I knew that I have to go for the Baba's program, but still I asked sister to go in trance and ask Baba that my mother is sick. It may not so happen, she may die and people will start blaming a Brahma Kumar, ignored his mother. So she said, Baba says, no, the ailment is not so serious. He can go there, but return one day earlier, go to Mathura, meet her and then return. Okay. Now the catch was that for my return journey, if I start one day earlier, I did not have any reservation. And those day trains used to be, you know, and that particular area, Mathura, at the railway station also people keep the doors closed. There is so much lawlessness. Even the conductor does not enter. So, the brothers, many of them, they said, okay, we will take you, get you in the street. Our one brother called railway minister used to be in Abu. He used to do, he was also there. Anyhow, I came to the station and the train came. All the doors were bolted and they tried. Departure time came. Just one person opened a door and I entered. It closed. So there was no seat, no reservation, nothing. I was standing by the toilet, side of the toilet. Another lady was also standing with her baby. I said, sister, you don't have a booking. She says, I have got, but there is a crowd there. Next station, the conductor will enter and allot me the seat. Meanwhile, a person came for the bathroom in his night clothes and he saw both of us. He thought, this lady is related to me or my spouse. So when he came out, he said, you people don't have any ticket reservation. I said, she has got, but she doesn't have that conductor. He said, you don't have, you come with me. He took me and he was a railway officer on transfer. So he had 9 reservations with small children. He made his 2 children lie together and gave me a lower berth. I had tears that how Baba arranged for me here also. Many, many times it has happened. Once there is a city nearby Delhi called Muzaffarnagar, Muzaffarpur. So there was some exhibition. From my office on Saturday I went for that exhibition. Sunday whole day I was busy in the exhibition. For a turn, there was no reservation. The train stopped there for 3 minutes only. But anyhow, I went, I stood and I decided that I will not move from this place. Whatever compartment comes before me, I will enter only that. When the train came, first my mind little became shaky, let me look. Then I thought, no use, it was 10:30 p.m. All the seats will be booked, people will be sitting. So I again said, I will enter only that which comes in front of me. I entered. 10:30 p.m. train started from Delhi. All the upper seats people were lying. Lower seats people were playing cards, chatting, smoking, this and that. So there were 4 cabins. So I went to the first cabin, same situation, second, third, fourth. I thought it is wrong on my part to become so adamant that Baba will help me in everything. Just as I entered the fourth, one person on the upper seat lying, he rolled and he went out and I got their seat. Again I had tears. How Baba arranged this particular for me, and waited. This person waited till I came, otherwise anybody would. So like that, many, many things have happened where I finally found, if it is Baba, then you can walk through this wall. So like that has been happening. So now I will tell you some personal. Can I continue?
Yeah, please. Okay. Please.
Personal, some incidents. So one thing is that I was very fond of mangoes. And once in a week, a family used to get chance to have meals with Baba. We used to look for that. So in one such chance, my mother, father, brother, Baba, we were sitting. Now the mangoes had come, and in the basket there were mangoes. So they distributed one mango to each of us. My mother knew that I am fond of mangoes. So she very quietly, she was sitting next to me, very quietly, very stealthily passed on her mango under the table to me. Nobody felt that Baba has seen it. Achha, very quietly. And now after the meals were over, Baba called Lachhu Bhen, bring a full basket of mangoes and gave it to me. It means Baba had seen that and just to please gave it to me. Since then, it is my promise with Baba that every bhog I must bring a mango for Baba. Even today I have brought. Whether there may be season or not, I may go around the whole city. Now these things are available, in those things not available. But I must because of that love. And what happens? You can't bring a full ripe mango. Say I come 3 days in advance. I bring 3-4 mangoes, semi-ripe, and keep them like a baby. I don't bring them in luggage. I bring my handbag and keep on watching every day that at least one should be spotless and fully ripened for Baba's bhog. So that gives me so much joy. I call that also yoga. So like that it. So now, people say that the company of saintly pure souls gives you lot of refreshment and relaxation. Your tiredness is removed. This used to be said in bhakti. Now one such incident happened. In those days, I used to start my city in a train, overnight train to Delhi. Then another train taking 18 hours to Madhuban. So, and then we had to come by a taxi or bus and then I was little economical, I used to take a pram in that my luggage was put and walked down. So about 2:30 afternoon I reached Madhuban and I was so tired, all the coal dust was on my body, all clothes like that. I was allotted a room.
Thank you.
So how Baba used to teach us? My father left body and he had 30 dresses which fitted me exactly. He was also an officer, those were all office dresses. So I decided to keep those for me. In India, they give it to a Brahmin. So I thought, I am a real Brahmin, why not I use it? So you know, when you are in Madhuban, you don't use your Laukik dress. But on the day of your arrival, and on the day of your departure, you wear that because you have to travel. So, one such time, when this had happened, on the day of my departure, I was wearing my father's dress. And Baba, in those days in India, there were no fashion of ready-made garments. All stitched. But then, there were two or three families in Hong Kong, Sindhi families. They used to send ready-made garments to Madhuban. And Baba used to give them to children who are in offices. And so much so, that I used to get some dresses whereby which I used to be called the best dressed officer in my company. Because they were all Western ready-made dresses. Anyhow, so that time also, Baba just said, child, there was a blue shirt, this is for you. Just to show my childlike nature, I said, Baba, look, my father left body, and how this dress, how much it is fitting me, and I have got 30 of them, I did not give it in charity, I am using it. Then Baba smiled and said, child, if you will wear Laukik father's dress, you will remember Laukik father. If you will wear Baba's dress, you will remember Baba. So I understood. So next time, I packed up all the 30 and dumped it here. I said, what to do? They will give it to someone and it will be okay. Now in Madhuban also, who uses office dresses? So still next time I came, the one brother was washing clothes, wearing my father's yellow blue shirt. Now I said, oh, my father's blue shirt. So then I learnt the lesson that even after I have surrendered those blue shirt, all the dresses, still I have got that identity. This is my father's blue shirt. What would have happened if I was wearing it every day? I will be remembering Baba or my Laukik father. Similarly, Baba never allowed himself to be photographed. I have only one photograph with Baba. Here there were bushes and myself, Baba, Mamma and one sister, they are there. Otherwise Baba never wanted Baba's, Brahma Baba's photo to be used at all. Baba used to say, why don't you remember Shiv Baba? Why are you wasting time remembering human body? I am not going to use anything. So like that. Now I will tell you how Baba helps you in service. You might have seen a postage stamp of Brahma Baba, which was brought out by the government as a commemorative stamp, I think, in 1994 or so. So Baba used to say that stamps of famous people are published by government. So I was in Delhi, we decided to have stamp of Baba. So we applied and there was a big philatelic committee with all sorts of people. Some are politicians, some are communists, some are this, that. We were not expecting, because other people, saints, etc., who are famous or political leaders, they bring out the stamps. But bringing stamp of Brahma Baba, and as Prajapita Brahma, not as Dada Lekhraj. It might have been possible to get a stamp of Dada Lekhraj. As Prajapita Brahma, being recognized by the, was impossible. But still we had faith that when you start Baba's work, Baba will get it done. So what happened? That everything was finalized and we approached all the philatelic members, this, that, and they just promised. But when that day came, of their deciding, they had a meeting. I decided to be awake and to be very attentive, be in yoga, so that they take a positive decision. Another, the sister was with me. After 15 minutes, I just start dozing. And I got up, I said this stamp will not come out. Because I am instrument and I am very careful. And at this moment I am getting sleep. So it so happened that it did not come out. They decided to postpone it. Then a minister who came, another minister was appointed for that purpose. And that minister's niece knew us because she was a sort of paramilitary officer. And once we had gone to Shimla, on the way, on a culvert we were taking tea, she came in uniform, young lady, and said, "Who are you, this and that?" We told, "We are BK." Then she came to Madhuman and she had got some soft corners. So that fellow's niece she was. So when we read the philatelic committee, so niece was also made a member by him of the committee. So then we approached her. She made us to do so many personal jobs of her. But then she recommended to the minister that this is our work and you have to do. Still, the philatelic committee members were not unanimous. There was no majority. It was left undecided. Then the minister said, because of the contact, I will take administrative decision on this matter above the committee. And he decided to have Brahma Baba's postage stamp as Prajapita Brahma with a brochure describing government brochure, and it was inaugurated in the president's house. The then president inaugurated it. And just a day before inauguration, he cancelled the inauguration. Because we had sent to other governors of all the Indian states as well as Indian ambassador in the UK to commemorate that celebration. But that was dated for the next day. But one of the governor's secretaries informed the president that they are not doing the inauguration by you. They are doing it through all the governors. So he cancelled it. Now, how to meet him? He knew that if we can seek appointment, they will ask for this. He was declining appointment also. Then we found a person who was a judge who knew that president. So he took appointment to Gulzar Dadi and myself to him. As soon as the president saw, he knew that they are going to talk on this subject. So Gulzar Dadi very politely said that we have not getting inaugurated by them. You see, it is on the next day, commemoration of allotment. Then that president understood. So it was done with a galaxy of people, distinguished people in the president house. This stamp was inaugurated. So like that, many, many things happen. And we have even found sometime delay also goes in our favor. We feel delay. But in drama, there is no delay. Always, I am particular about being punctual. Say we have to meet a minister, I will be punctually ready, keeping time for meeting him. The sisters who go with me, they are not punctual. They will say, sister, you know, after all that, minister time is there, and we have to hurry up. They will be just normal. But after some time I learned they were right, I was wrong. Because we go punctually, but what happens? The minister is taking breakfast, you wait. The minister is taking shower, you wait. And hardly any time minister will be on time to meet us. And sometime they will go by back door and they will say minister has gone. So I learned by experience there is no use of punctuality in an imperfect world. Here, let things happen and they will happen in the right way. Now I am telling you about delay. The ORC was taken by seeing a map. 18 lands were acquired to consolidate. We did not know at that time that there is a government road passing in from the middle of the ORC. But when we were on the spot, we found that there is a government road passing through the Varanasi. Now the point was to get that government road changed from the boundary of our Varanasi. Very difficult job, but Baba's job. So we know it will take all the labor, but we will be successful. So finally it so happened that they said the case can only be approved by the chief minister of the state, who was in Chandigarh, and he was a person who will not do anything without bribe, and who will never be attending to public. Just for 10 minutes he will come to his office. So we went to Chandigarh, and fortunately one of the secretary to that minister had been to Mount Abu. He saw sisters. He said, "Sister, what is the job?" We told him. He said, "Okay, you wait. We will, when the chief minister comes, you come." So there was some commotion, and we came out, and chief minister was surrounded by so many people with petitions, and he will come from the back door lift and go by back door lift. So he saw sister. He said, "Yes, sister, what is it?" So he won't listen. Sister said, "This is our," he said, "Okay." He gave it to the same person, the secretary. Okay. After that, the secretary asked, "What should I do with this?" I told him, "You write, seen by the chief minister, at least he has seen it, and send it to whosoever is concerned." He said, "Okay." He sent it to the chief secretary and said, "You meet him tomorrow." We were new to Chandigarh. We had to conduct the class, take breakfast, go to that area secretariat, enter that particular office. So somehow we got delayed by 10 minutes. And when we entered the secretary's office, he said, "I told you that he has a meeting, so now he is in a meeting." Okay. I thought, I slipped out. I never keep my card, visiting card. I keep sister's visiting card. Because I have found Baba has kept sister's on the top for the reason that you will meet all the success if you take care that sisters come forward. So I took sister's card and sent it through the peon of that officer to his room. When he saw sister's name, he said, "Call them." But he had read the whole file, and just as we entered, he started talking in loud voice, "Has ever government's road changed? Is it possible? You either come through the sky or through a tunnel. The government road cannot be changed." Like that, he uttered by the time we reached the table. And he was having a meeting with only one person. And then, when we reached, suddenly, he said, "Ask that person, what do you think?" And that person was the same person who had sent us to the chief minister. He knew the whole case. He very politely said, "Sir, you are right. They have made a mistake, but it is a women's organization, so anti-social element will cross through their this thing, middle of their road, they can't make a boundary also." He said, "Okay, you go." And he signed that. And the governor signed that, and that was approved. First of all, of course, there is detail, but finally it was approved. So the delay helped us. If that person was not there, then maybe things would have been different. So like that it is. So now the time is up.
Huh? Oui.
I want to have one more.
Yeah, no, please. I think we've got till 12:30, no?
You know this Om Shanti Bhavan you have seen? Now, at that time, Rajasthan cement was controlled, and the Rajasthan government will give only 20 bags of cement against a ration card, no more, no less. And the black market rate of cement was double of that. At that point, and even this kitchen was not like this complex, at that time we required 120 tons of cement from Delhi. Now, there was a cement controller who will pass. So myself and one sister went to that cement controller office. He was talking to someone, we waited. After that, he said, "Yes, what is the matter?" Now, I had no idea at all But just Baba made me to say, which city you belong? See, cement control is a city. I am meeting, which city you belong? He told the same city to which I belong. He said, Amritsar. I said, I am also from Amritsar. Okay. That's Baba made me to say, which school you have studied? Can you imagine? And he said, the same school in which I have studied. So he was one class senior to me, but that made him very much affectionate to me. Then we exchanged the names of the teachers of that school. I said, there used to be a Sikh teacher. He had beard here only, and we used to call him Cock Sodi. His caste was Sodi, Cock Sodi. He said, yes, yes, yes. And then he became so friendly. He said, what can we do for you? So I told him that this is, he said, 120 tons. Well, the government is giving only to the government people. But anyhow, wait. Then Indira Gandhi's son, Sanjay Gandhi, had got cement for a Gurudwara in some area and said, wait, on that basis I will put up your case and I will get it. He got the entire cement sanction. And then he even told me there are two types of cement, this and that. The story is how Baba helps. And all this Om Shanti. And till cement was decontrolled, he went on supplying cement. Dadiji went to his house. His son is in US, some director, etc. He used to be a small child. So till he died, he was always friendly to us. He did not come regularly to Gyan, but he will tell his friends about Gyan. They say, why don't you go? He said, I don't need the powerhouse. The switch is here. I get all the power from it. Like that he used to say. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Oh, take care. Thank you. Thank you very much. Just, we've got about 5 minutes, haven't we? And I think Bridget Mumbai shared so much in terms of stories of faith, I call them, where when you follow Baba's advice and follow Baba's direction, then the right things actually happen naturally. And I feel the secret here was obedience in such a big way for all of the synchronicity around drama to take place in all of these different situations, whether it was work, whether it was building Om Shanti Bhavan, whether it was meeting ministers. And so it's a real secret, I think, for us to be able to learn from just on our own journeys of Bapsaman and recognizing this connection that not only Bridget Mumbai shared today, but also Shilu Ben shared and Didi Nirmala shared yesterday around following Baba's direction. And I feel this is the secret on this particular theme of Bapsaman to how do I follow Baba's directions? Am I following Baba's direction? And do I have faith in Baba's direction? So I just wanted to thank you, Bridget Mumbai, just on behalf of the entire group for sharing wonderful yogya stories, your personal journey of transformation and experiences in Baba's service field. I just wanted to maybe ask if anybody had any burning question that they wanted to ask. We've only got time for one, I would say, before we have meditation. But does anybody have a burning question they would like to ask? Everyone happy? Content? Yeah? Okay. Thank you. Oh, there's one here? Yeah, please. Rather than your own manmat. Okay. Bridget Mumbai. Thank you. Yeah, I'll repeat the question. So the question the brother shared was, how do you know in your remembrance of Baba, whether it's Baba's touching or whether it's your own manmat, to be able to follow that?
First of all, to complete the subject, Bapsaman, and then it is journey and destination. Simple thing is, Baba is our boatman. Baba is taking us to destination. If you leave it to Baba and don't put so many questions, it means you are in the boat. Don't say, Baba, take me this way or that way, make it slow or that. He will take us to destination. Now, touching. The experiences I have told you were brought an extraordinary result. So I can definitely say that it was not a normal thing for me to sit in front of an officer and ask him to which city does he belong. It is natural. So it must be coming from above. And then which school you studied, it is absolutely different. But in normal course, when we sit in front of Baba, with any question in our mind, so you know we have a particular idea that this is my view. This is my view and I want to confirm it from Baba. Okay? Now, if Baba confirms, I am happy. Because it is my view, just in the course you go, if it is in your favor, it is justice. But if it is not in your favor, you say it is not justice, you go to the higher court. Here it is Baba. So, one thing is that I should be absolutely neutral, not expecting the reply that I want to endorse. Number two, anything that comes, we have to see whether it is good for me, it is beneficial to others, it has no sort of a negativity, no sort of something which will lead me down. So these tests we can apply, and then if it is everything is okay and it is going to improve my state, my status, or my whatever, then it is okay. But don't do that, put a coin and Baba, if it is head or tail. Some people do that also.
Hoping for the result. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Brijmondan.
And clarity of touching depends on, you know, what has been the course during the course of the time before, what has been my state of mind. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you once again, Brijmondan Bhaiji.